Are we ready? We are on. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to this morning's devotions. We're going to have a great day today, I hope. But all right, let's all stand and say our pledges, and we'll go from there. All right, I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. I will make it a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I will hide its word in my heart that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands, one Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty for all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, and liberty and justice for all. All right, let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for all you've done for us. I pray now that you'll guide and direct in these devotions. We might get something out of it, and we can use it for your honor and your glory. We love you. Thank you for what you've done for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right, you may be seated. We're going to do something different the next, few days, and probably for the next 6 weeks. We're going to be looking at Bible characters and people in the Bible and what they were and who they were and what they did. And we're going to be looking at, some of them are going to be younger than what some of you are. And so we're going to be looking at that. But today we're going to be looking at a guy by the name of Aaron. And who can tell me who Aaron was? Who was Aaron? Come on, Bible scholar. Who was Aaron? Who is it? Moses' brother. Okay, we're going to take a look at that today for a little bit. And see what Aaron was, what Aaron did, and why Aaron was important. But this week we're going to look at Aaron, and we're going to learn a little bit more about him and find out why he was so important in the scheme of things with the Bible. But Aaron was obedient. You know, the first thing we see about Aaron and his characteristics was that he was obedient. He obeyed. What does it mean to obey, Ava? What does it mean to obey? Huh? Doesn't matter, either one. What does it mean to obey? Can you tell me? Does it mean to do what you're told, right? Yeah, that's what obeying is. Yeah, you bet. But Aaron was obedient. In Exodus chapter 4, verse 27, it says, "And the Lord said to Aaron, 'Go into the wilderness and meet Moses.' And he went and met him in the Mount of God and kissed him." Now, as we recall from Moses' encounter with God, Moses had all these excuses why he could not do what God wanted him to. You know, after all, Moses, God told him, he says, "I want you to go and lead the people out of Egypt." And Moses said, "I can't do that because I can't talk very well." Right? I stutter. I can't talk very well. I don't have eloquent speech. And he says, "Well," he says, "who am I going to say that sent me?" And then he says, "Why don't you send someone else other than me?" And so Moses had a lot of excuses. And when he told God that he couldn't speak very well, then God says, "Well," God had a solution for the problem. He said, "Well, why don't we have your brother Aaron do the speaking? Because he can speak well, and we can do that." So God called Aaron and told him to go and meet Moses in the wilderness. Have you ever wondered how Aaron knew where to meet Moses? Now that wilderness was a huge area. It was a large area. How did Aaron know where to meet Moses? How did he know? God told him. And so here we see that you need to realize that Moses spent 40 years in the wilderness. He spent 40 years after he left Egypt, and he was with Jethro, his father-in-law, and he spent that 40 years in the wilderness. And I'm sure that he had some special places he liked to go to. And Aaron figured, okay, I'll go to those special places, and I will take and find them. When Jesus called Aaron, or when God called Aaron to go, he went. You know, I don't really think that Aaron knew where in the wilderness he was going to find Moses, but he did find him. And there are many who feel that Aaron had to walk in the wilderness maybe over 50 miles before he could take and find where Moses was. Now, Aaron was obedient to God's call, as we should be obedient to the call of God when he calls us to do something. Not only that, but he was also convincing. He was not only obedient, but Aaron was also convincing. In Exodus chapter 4 and verse 30, it says, "And Aaron spake all the words which the Lord had spoken unto Moses, and did the signs in the sight of the people." Here we see that Aaron went to the elders of the Israel and told them everything that the Lord had told Moses. Aaron was a spokesman for Moses, and he convinced the elders of what Moses was sent to do. Now, Aaron was a preacher proclaiming the word of God to the people and convincing them exactly what was going to happen. Now, we need to realize that there are some things that Aaron was telling the people that they wanted to hear, and there were some things that Aaron was telling the people they didn't want to hear. But they listened, and he was very convincing, and he needed to be to get across to them. The third thing is this: he did that which he should not have done. Now, Aaron was just human, just like all of us. Aaron sometimes had faults, just like we do. Do you ever do anything wrong? Do you ever disobey your parents? Do you ever talk back to your parents? So that's something wrong, right? Well, here's what Aaron did wrong. In Exodus chapter 32, verse 4, it says, "And he received them in his hand and fashioned it with a graving tool. And after he had made it a molten calf, and they said, 'Here be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt.'" The people were worried that Moses had died. Why were they worried that Moses had died? Anybody know? Moses went up into Mount Sinai, and he was up there for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, think about that for a minute. 40 days and 40 nights, that's over a month. That's almost 6 weeks. And what we need to realize is that he was up there, and nobody had heard from him. And on the mountain was lightning and thunder and crashing and booming, and there was fire on the top of the mountain. And the people thought to themselves, you know what? There's no way, none, zero, that Moses could continue to live through that. How many of you like thunderstorms? Do you like thunderstorms?
Yes.
Do you know what? Max and Lucy don't either. Lucy, she is so afraid of thunder and lightning, it's unbelievable. The other night we had a thunderstorm come through, and she come running as fast as she could and jumped up on my lap, and she just sitting there shaking like crazy, and it's lightning outside, and she's trying to keep her head hid so she doesn't see the lightning. But now think about that for a minute, and here's the people looking up on the mount, on Mount Sinai, and the whole top of the mountain is on fire, and there's thundering and lightning all over the mountain. And the people are thinking, you know, there's no way Moses could continue to live. So they talked to Aaron, and they said to Aaron, they said, well, we need a God. We need something to worship. And Aaron gave in to the people's wishes and told them to give him all the gold. Now, in Exodus chapter 32 and verse 4, it says, "And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made the molten calf. And they said, 'These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt.'" Now, Aaron made a false god for the people to worship. You know, they did not want to worship by faith. They wanted to worship by sight. They wanted to take and worship something that they could see and touch. Now, Aaron was in charge because Moses was on the mountain. And what we need to realize, when Moses went up on the mountain, he said to Aaron, he says, "I want you to be in charge of the people, and don't let them mess up." Did they mess up? Yep, they sure did. Now, Aaron had taken his eyes off of the Lord, and he put them on what he felt man wanted. You know, this sounds a lot like what's happening around us today. In recent years, we see that there's a lot of things going on in different cities and that, and people are taking their eyes off of God and putting them on man. And we need to realize we need to get our eyes back on the Lord instead of man. But Aaron sinned a great sin against God by making this molten calf and this idol for the people to worship. You know, we can set up a lot of idols in our lives. You know that? We can set up an awful lot of idols that we worship in our lives. You say, well, how can I do that? Well, anything that you put before God becomes an idol. And I can think of things over my lifetime that I've had that I've kind of set up as idols before God. And I've had to ask God to forgive me for it. At one time, I had an airplane, and I just loved that airplane. I mean, I would have done anything to just fly all the time. I just loved to fly. But then God took it away from me. So now here we see that Aaron realized that he had done something wrong. But we can put up idols. We can put cars and boats and airplanes and houses and campers and our Game Boys and our Xboxes and everything like that before God. And they become an idol to us. And we need to realize that we shouldn't have idols. But not only that, but not only did Aaron do something wrong, but he said something wrong too. In Exodus chapter 32, verse 23 and 24, it says, "For they said unto me, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what became of him. And I said unto them, whosoever hath any gold, let them break it off. So they gave it to me. I cast it into the fire, and there came out this calf." What he said is the people brought their gold, they threw it in the fire, and poof, out came this calf. Now, that isn't exactly what happened, was it? No, he took a graving tool, and he made that calf. So he lied to Moses here. He didn't tell Moses the truth. You know, if you look at the first part of the chapter, we see that Aaron's idea to have the calf, and he was the one who asked for the gold. He was the one who fashioned it with a graving tool. Now he tells Moses that the people forced him to do it, and he threw the gold into the fire, and out came this calf. Now, this was one of the biggest whoppers of a lie ever told. You know, think about that for a minute. Is that what happened? He just threw the gold in there and out came this calf? No, it wasn't, was it? He went and he made that calf himself. But you know, God still used him even though he had his faults. God can use us even though we have our faults. In Exodus chapter 28, verse 1, it says, "And take thou unto thee Aaron thy brother, and his sons with him, from among the children of Israel, that he may minister unto me in the priest's office, even Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar, Aaron's sons." Now, Aaron was the first high priest of the children of Israel. Even though he had lied, even though he was untrustworthy, even though he did great sins against the Lord, God used him for his honor and his glory. I believe that Aaron went to God and asked him for forgiveness. I really do. And Aaron had a heart to do what God wanted him to do, and God looks on the heart, not on the outward of man. You know, God knew Aaron would do as he wanted him to because he had obeyed him all along up to that point. You know, even though we may have great sins in our lives, God can still use us for his honor and glory. God forgave Aaron and made him a high priest who was allowed to come into the Holy of Holies once a year and make a sacrifice and atonement for the people. Now think about that. The Holy of Holies was a place that only one person, one time a year, could go into, and that was Aaron. And God forgave Aaron and made him the high priest. And he let him to come, let him come into his presence one time a year. Aaron's sons were promised to be in the priesthood from for all their days. And God looks on what we can do for him, not what we have done. And we need to realize this. We need to realize that it doesn't make any difference if we've done some bad things in our life. It doesn't make any difference if we've went the wrong way and done things. God can still use us as long as we will allow him to use us. And we need to realize that each of us has to do that. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for today. Thank you for this devotional. I pray now that you'll guide and direct us. Help us to realize that you'll use each and every one of us if we'll only obey. Father, we thank you so much for today. We just pray now we can get our pace work done. We'll give the praise and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. All right. Thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for watching today. And we'll see you tonight. Oh, by the way, if you want to hear a good message, I'm doing the Church of Laodicea tonight on in my Revelation study. And it is a super, super, super message tonight. So make sure that you either tune in or show up at 6 o'clock. All right, you're dismissed. Head for your classes. Thanks, Dana.